Following are the combined reading lessons which accompany Pimsleur's Portuguese 1. They are identical to the readings which appear in the individual units. You may repeat these lessons as often as necessary. To begin, get out your reading booklet. If you don't have it at hand, stop now and start again when you're ready. Open your reading booklet to the page containing the words for Unit 2. Look at the first word. Listen to the Portuguese speaker pronounce it.
Amigo.
Note that the M adds a slight nasal sound to the first part of the word. The speaker will read this word again. You repeat after him, this time paying special attention to the ending of this word.
Amigo.
Did you pay attention to the short
U
sound at the end of that word? Now listen to word 2 and repeat it after the speaker.
Câmbio.
There is a strong tendency, when reading aloud, to say the words with an American accent, as if you were reading English instead of Portuguese. You'll have to watch yourself constantly to avoid this. The Portuguese speaker will read words 1 and 2 again now, and you repeat after him, trying to imitate his pronunciation.
Amigo. Câmbio. Amigo. Câmbio.
Look at word 3, paying attention to the nasal OM combination.
Comigo.
Did you get the stress on that word?
Comigo.
Now read word 4.
Fica.
Look at word 5. The letter combination, CH, is pronounced
SH
in Portuguese. Try to read word number 5.
Chamo.
Read word 6.
Chuva.
Look at word 7. The O in the OS ending also has a short
U
sound. Read word 7.
Chamamos.
Read word 8.
Falamos.
Word 9 has an R in the middle. It is a rolling R, but pronounced very lightly. Try word 9.
Marcha. Marcha.
Look at word 10. The stressed letter E has a sound similar to the A in the English word case. Read word 10.
Moreno.
11.
Choro. Choro.
Read word 12.
Americano.
Unit 3. Look at the first word and read it aloud.
Temos.
2.
Chama.
3.
Cama.
Look at word 4 and repeat.
Papel.
Note the EL ending. The stress is on the last letter. Read word 4 again.
Papel.
Look at word 5. Note that the H is completely silent. You read the word just as if the H weren't there. Read word 5.
Hotel.
Look at number 6. The two O's blend together to sound like a fast UO. Try number 6.
Hotel. Hotel.
Look at word 7. Notice the accent mark over the A. When it slants up to the right, it is called an acute accent. It is to be pronounced
ah.
Read word 7.
La. La.
Now read word 8.
Ah. Ah.
Did you remember that the H is completely silent? Try number 9.
O hotel fica lá. O hotel fica lá.
Look at word 10. The unstressed E is short, similar to the English word did. Read word 10.
Está. Está.
Read word 11.
Ora.
Try 10 and 11 together, paying attention to the two different ending sounds.
Está. Ora. Está. Ora.
Note that whenever a word has an accent mark, you stress the part of the word where the accent is. Try to read word 12.
Horário. Horário.
Look at word 13. The O has an acute accent over it and is pronounced
O.
Try to read word 13.
Só. Só.
Look at word 14. The unstressed ES ending is pronounced
is.
Try word 14.
Dólares. Dólares.
Read word 15.
Eles.
Now read number 16.
Só como. Só como.
Listen to word 17 and repeat.
Tem.
The M at the end of the word is lightly pronounced and indicates that the preceding vowel is nasalized. Read word 17 again.
Tem. Tem.
Try word 18.
Som.
19.
Com.
In word 20, the O has an
O
sound.
Homem.
Look at word 21. The letter combination NH is pronounced like the middle of the word onion. Listen and repeat.
Senhor. Senhor.
Read 22.
Senhora.
23.
Tenho. Tenho.
Now read number 24.
O senhor chega na hora.
Unit 4. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Por favor.
Read word 2.
Chora.
Look at word 3. Listen and repeat.
Chave. Chave.
Note the ending. It has a short E sound. Now read word 4.
Chame.
Read 5.
Fale.
6.
Bebe.
Look at word 7. Listen and repeat.
Não.
Notice the wavy line over the A. It's called a
tio
in Portuguese and indicates a nasal sound. Look at word 7 again. Keep your eye on that letter while repeating it twice.
Não. Não.
Read word 8.
Mão.
Try 9.
Mãe. Mãe.
10.
Irmã.
Unit 5. Look at number 1. Listen and repeat.
Tarde. Tarde.
Note that the DE combination is pronounced
G,
approximately like the beginning of the English name Ginny. Try word 1 again.
Tarde.
Try Try to read word 2.
Entende.
Read number 3.
O senhor entende?
The last word in number 4 has an
O
sound. Read number 4.
A senhora pode?
Read number 5.
Conde.
Try to read number 6.
De onde? De onde?
Look at number 7. The last E with the acute accent over it is pronounced
é.
Read number 7.
De onde o senhor é? É. De onde o senhor é?
Number 8.
A senhora é americana.
Look at word 9. The letter combination T-E is pronounced
chi,
similar to the beginning of the word chin. Try to read 9.
Vinte. Vinte.
The first E in word 10 has an open sound, similar to the English word best. Try to read 10.
Sete.
Number 11.
Sete, onde? Sete, onde?
Look at word 12. The letter combination D-I also is pronounced
G.
Read word 12.
Diferente. Diferente.
Look at word 13. Just listen.
Restaurante.
Notice that the R at the beginning of the word sounds like a hard H. Now repeat.
Restaurante. Restaurante.
Try word 14.
Roberto.
15.
O restaurante Roberto.
Unit 6. Listen and repeat word 1.
Real.
Note that the two vowel sounds in word 1 were pronounced separately. Listen and repeat word 2.
Reais. Reais.
Read word 3.
Canais.
Listen and repeat word 4.
Eu. Eu.
Read 5.
Eu tenho.
Read number 6.
A senhora tem reais?
Repeat number 6 again, paying attention to the intonation, to the music of it.
A senhora tem reais? A senhora tem reais?
Read number 7.
Sim, eu tenho reais.
Read word 8.
Canta.
Look at word 9 and repeat it after the speaker.
Licença. Licença.
The mark under the second C is called a
cedilha. C-cedilha
has an S sound. Now read number 10.
Com licença.
Read number 11.
Com licença, senhora.
Unit 7. Look at number 1. Listen and repeat.
Você.
The letter C, before an E or an I, has an S sound, like the C cedilla. Now look at the accent mark in word one. This is called a circumflex accent and indicates that it is pronounced
E.
Now read word two.
Francês. Francês.
Read three.
Eu falo francês.
Look at word four. The G is pronounced as in the English word go. Try four.
Português.
Number five.
A senhora fala português? A senhora fala português?
Six.
Eu não entendo.
Look at word seven and repeat.
Muito. Muito.
Note that the letters UI are pronounced
UI.
Read number eight.
Muito bem.
Listen and repeat word nine.
Noite. Noite.
Ten.
A grande noite. A grande noite.
Look at word 11. Remember, D plus E or I is pronounced
G.
Read word 11.
Verdade. Verdade.
Try 12.
Dia. Dia.
Listen and repeat word 13.
Bom. Bom.
The M at the end of that word sounds like a nasal N. Now read number 14.
Bom dia, senhora.
15.
Boa noite.
Look at word 16. The combination OU has a sound similar to the English word so. Read word 16.
Outra.
Read number 17.
Eu sou americano, senhora.
Look at word 18 and repeat after the speaker.
Coisa. Coisa.
Note that the S in this word has a vowel before and after it. It is pronounced Z, as in the English word zeal. Read number 19.
Alguma coisa.
Read word 20.
Casa.
21.
Minha casa.
22.
Onde fica a sua casa?
Unit 8. Read word number 1.
Duas.
Look at number 2. Portuguese J is pronounced like the middle of the English word measure. Try number 2.
Duas cervejas. Cervejas. Três. Custam. Quatro.
Listen and repeat.
Quanto? Quanto? Leia o número 5. Quantos? 6. 4. 7. Quarto.
Read number 8.
Quanto custa uma cerveja?
9.
Uma custa muito.
10.
Duas cervejas custam
11.
R$ 2.
12.
Quanto custam 5 cervejas?
Look at word 13. The EI combination is pronounced
E.
Read word 13.
Leite.
Read number 14.
Não há dinheiro. Dinheiro.
Listen and repeat word 15.
Pague. Pague.
Note that the U is silent. Now read word 16.
Chegue.
Look at number 17. The last two words are read as one. Try number 17.
Roberto está aqui.
18.
No dia seguinte. No dia seguinte.